Grace and peace to you in God, who is our Father and our Mother, and in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Think of a time when you had to have a difficult conversation. When you had to speak a difficult truth to someone, a truth that you knew they didn't want to hear. Maybe you had to do a challenging performance evaluation for an employee, or you had to set a boundary with a family member whose behavior was hurting you. Many of us avoid this sort of conversation. And in churches, these conversations are especially challenging because we are all trying hard to be caring and loving, to be accepting of everyone, and, well, to just be nice. Today, we read the story of the prophet Jeremiah's call to speak hard truths to his religious community. In ancient Israel, the role of a priest was held by just one of the 12 tribes, and Jeremiah had been born into this tribe, the son of a priest. He was born in the southern kingdom of Judah when Assyria had already conquered the northern kingdom of Israel. He was still a young man when God came to him with a challenging call to speak words of judgment and condemnation to the religious establishment where he was an insider. He resisted the call. "I am too young, God." But God said, "This is what I need you to do, and I will be with you to help you do it. Your role will be to tear down as well as to build up, to call out what does not give life, and to call your people back into faithful and grace-filled living." Jeremiah went on to serve as a prophet for decades during one of the most significant and traumatic events in Bible history. He spoke God's word into a time of great international upheaval, decades of war, nations rising and falling, until the Babylonian Empire swallowed up Assyria, Egypt, and along with them, the little nation of Judah. In the book of Jeremiah, we clearly see his struggle with the difficult work God calls him to. He wrestles with God and expresses with honesty and clarity his discomfort and distress at the role he was given. We begin to see the challenges that Jeremiah faces in the second scene of our reading today. He is preaching outside the temple because once he began to speak the hard words of judgment, he was kicked out of temple grounds, cast out. And so he stands at the entrance to the temple and he preaches to the people going in and out. "Do not trust in these deceptive words. This is the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord. Will you continue to steal and murder, to commit adultery and swear falsely, to make offerings to the false god Baal, and then come and stand before me in this house, which is called by my name, and to say, 'We are safe'? Has this house, which is called by my name, become a den of robbers in your sight? You know, I am watching, says the Lord." The people gather in the temple and they sing and they pray, but they are not living as God would have them live. It is all words for them, but they are breaking God's commandments left and right. They are not practicing justice in the community and care for vulnerable people in the way that God asks them to. And Jeremiah tells the people that the consequences of their lack of obedience to God will be dire. Decades later, when the Hebrew people are processing the crisis of their exile, they look back to Jeremiah and his message. They make sense of their experience in light of the words spoken by Jeremiah and other prophets, words of warning about the exile to come, and then of forgiveness and restoration. Indeed, much of the Old Testament was written and put together during the exile and restoration periods. And it reflects the way God's people try to make sense of their experience of communal trauma. Trauma is a word that I've heard a lot recently to describe what we've all been through in this last year and a half. Briefly, trauma refers to a deeply distressing or disturbing experience and also to the aftermath of that experience. And this past year, year and a half, we have been through a collective trauma, an experience that tore us out of our normal routines for life, filled many of us with fear and anxiety, and isolated us from one another. It was a year filled with losses, a year that shook loose a lot of what we believed about our own safety and security and who we are as a nation. It brought us face to face with our vulnerability in so many ways, and it separated us from the social networks that we depend on for support in challenging times. It's been a time of shared trauma for our nation and also our world. But trauma is also at the heart of the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah calls on the people of God to return to living as God has taught them. But when the worst happens and Judah is defeated and its leaders and citizens taken into exile, then Jeremiah's tone changes. The prophet who railed against the people's injustice and lack of faithfulness turns his words to comfort and promise. The worst has happened to them. They have been defeated and the line of Davidic kings broken, their temple destroyed. But God has not abandoned them. And God promises restoration and God's continuing steadfast love. Today, we are beginning a six-week series reading through key passages in the book of Jeremiah in light of our shared experience of the past year. We will take time to look closely at our losses and the effects of this shared experience. We will look at how things have changed among us and around us, and how those changes might affect our ministry in this place. And most importantly, we will reflect on the ways that God has been with us through it all, and at God's promise for a renewed future, a future filled with hope. We too have heard things this year that are difficult to hear. We've come face to face with our nation's unjust systems and lack of care for the most vulnerable among us. We've disagreed on how to understand what we hear in the news. We've had differing ideas of how and when to return to using our church building. In these coming weeks and months, we need to practice listening to one another, working together, and staying focused on our shared mission to love and serve in God's name. We've learned some valuable lessons this last year and a half about community and what it means to be the church, even outside of our building. And we've come through this hard time together. But coming back has its challenges as well. This last year has shaken us out of many of the traditional ways of doing things. As we move into our shared future, we will need to have some tough conversations as our return offers opportunity to look closely at our traditions and practices. Which ones give life and invite new people into our community? Which ones enable us to care for the people in need and to share God's love in the wider world? Which of our traditions no longer serve us or serve us only as insiders, keeping newcomers at bay? What do we need to let go of as we move into the new future into which God is inviting us? This in-between time offers us an opportunity to listen to Scripture, to listen closely to one another and to listen to voices from the wider church and outside the church about how to better serve the people who are not yet here with us. Most of all, it offers us a time to pray and listen for God, to hear where God is inviting and leading us in this new and strange time. May Jesus walk with us in these days. Amen.